Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That one they just gave away. Just gave it away. Which one, which of the many times should I point out? Should I point out that Shamari Connor should turn around on the end zone instead of pass interfere with Brian Thomas? Should I point out that Harrison Butker kicked the ball out of bounds, giving him 10 free yards of field position on a kickoff? The pick six is the most obvious. That was the single biggest swing play of the game. They fooled Mahomes on that one, so just got the better of him. Or the, I don't know, you mentioned the 78,000 penalties they committed in the game. It's not a short list. It's a very long list of self-inflicted wounds that led itself to that game. What I can't get past, and what I couldn't shake even this morning when you woke up to you know, think about the game some more, is I genuinely can't believe they lost that game. Knowing the Chiefs, who they are, their history, the record gold we talked about when they lead after the first quarter, the record when they lead by 14 or more, their record, they'd won 23 straight games and they win the turnover margin, any of it. I can't believe a game in which they were up 14 to nothing and had a pick in their linebacker's hands. Another play we can point out as part of the swing of the game. I don't know, their corners and two different pairs of linebacker's hands. They lost it? If you'd shown me a pause there, Golden, been like, they lost this football game, be like, I don't think so. How? How did they lose it? That doesn't make any sense. It still doesn't compute to me that they lost that football game. Makes no sense. They even got the lead late. They had a tremendous drive and to take the lead by four and still lost. It just like, it's an unfathomable game. It really is. Very frustrating one. Ugh.
Yeah, and in the Mahomes era, you haven't really seen a game quite like that. You know, there's been losses in the Mahomes era. There's been frustrating ones. Week one was frustrating to the Chargers, but what you laid out there, I mean, you go through multiple statistical categories. Heck, even the turnover margin, like someone already texted in and said, you guys said the Jags can't win if only by turnovers. That's not why they won. The Chiefs won the turnover margin in the game. It wasn't even that. That's the thing. So, yeah, that's the...
It wasn't a huge one, a fumble on the goal line to stop a touchdown.
Even that the Jags won the turnover margin. No, the Chiefs... had just as big of a turnover, you could argue, in the game. Just in the moment, it didn't feel like it, as Trevor Lawrence was right there at the half-inch line and fumbled the football. It was a team, though, that allowed the Jags to kind of hang around, where when you dominate a team in the NFL the way they did for a quarter and a half, you have to put them away. And they were unable to do that. Their defense did not come up with a critical interception that allowed Jacksonville to have extra life that makes it 14-7. I think that was a huge deal. Then you set yourself up to where that opening drive of the second half was so impactful and you didn't do anything with it. And then it was game on from that point in time. And then, as you said, you compound it with some other mistakes along the way. We're going to talk about Chris Jones in a second. This is what Patrick Mahomes had to say on just blowing the lead to the Jags.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it sucks. You know, you let a game slip away. Credit to them. They played hard and they played hard the entire game and they got a lot of good football players. And they closed out there at the end. And so, it still sucks whenever you get a lead like that and you're not able to hold it through the rest of the game.
So that was Patrick Mahomes. And look, I think what's so stunning about it is when the stat we brought up yesterday, people are blaming us. I wish we had this power. The stat we brought up yesterday about the Chiefs in the first quarter.
You said this audio might come back to bite me in the ass.
And it did. It did. Now, here's what I will say. People can be mad at me for that. I would say nothing. It wasn't an opinion. I stated a fact. The Chiefs were 30-0. When leading after the first quarter for the last 3 years, they're now 30-1.
And that's not a regression to the mean. That's just who they, again, they gave, like, I'm looking at the play now, they're replaying. Trevor Lawrence fell on his ass and rolled around on the ground and stood back up and got the game-winning touchdown. What stands out, Gold, is after all of that stuff that went wrong, Mahomes still had this perfect drive. drove all the way down, put the ball in the end zone, was hitting dots, smooth as can be. Down there, sure, left a little bit too much time on the clock. You know, what are you going to do? The defense has been great for years. All they got to do is stop Trevor Lawrence and the Jags from getting in the end zone. Not even get, and the Jags, by the way, mismanaged at least half of that drive. They were in 3rd and 7, and Trevor Lawrence had to make a perfect, and I do mean perfect, pass to Brian Thomas on the sideline. They had a delay of game. Trevor Lawrence fell down. They didn't even play that great on that drive, and you still let him get a touchdown. It was more frustrating from a loss perspective than even like playoff games sometimes, in the sense that like, I've seen playoff games that you had business losing. It's fine. Like, I've seen games where you're like, yeah, you were supposed to lose that game. You were a worse team. You played worse. The Chiefs played better, had the better team or the more talented team, and still lost. Like, all of the things, like, they're not worse than the Jaguars. They're definitively a better team than the Jags. That whole game indicates that.
But these are games that they didn't, year and a half, 2 years, they don't lose, though. Even what you said, like, hey, they outplayed them all this, but even if things go wrong, they find a way to usually win these.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about it an hour from now, one score game stuff, but some of this is, you know, is it regression of the mean? Is it over, you know, now is it overboard to that extent where all of a sudden now they're not winning any one score games? They went from winning 17 in a row to now they're 0-3 in one score games this year.
I don't think they're going to lose every one score game this year.
I don't think so either, but it's just, some of it is just all of a sudden you got some things kind of reverting back against you, and nobody's going to feel sorry for you. That's for sure. If you're a Chiefs fan, anybody else outside of Kansas City. But that one pissed me off last night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.